Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States reiterates its strong support for the continued implementation of the 2016 peace accord between the Colombian government and two armed rebel groups, the FARC and the ELN, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternate Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
Accelerating efforts toward full implementation is vital to Colombia's efforts to make progress toward justice for victims of the conflict alongside its security, stability, and counter-narcotics goals. We welcome continued dialogue between the Colombian government and the ELN, including the sixth round of talks in Cuba.
The U.S. welcomes progress on the implementation of the Comprehensive Rural Reform Program. More must be done to expand access to land, in particular for marginalized ethnic communities, said Ambassador Wood. The U.S. condemns acts of violence perpetrated by the Colombian Revolutionary Armed Forces, or FARC, on March 16th and 17th against indigenous communities in the municipality of Toribio, Cauca, said Ambassador Wood.
In particular, we mourn the death of community leader Carmelina Escuya Yul and the wounding of two indigenous guards. According to reports, FARC dissidents attacked her and others following their protest against the armed group's forced recruitment of minors. We also remain greatly concerned by increased violence in regions such as Antioquia, Cauca, Choco, Nariño, and Putumayo that particularly threatens the safety and development of indigenous and Afro-Colombian communities.
The United States will continue to look for more progress on discussions between the Colombian government and the FARC before considering a further expansion of the UN Verification Mission in Colombia mandate to include monitoring the ceasefire between the FARC and the Colombian government. Unhindered humanitarian access, particularly for humanitarian demining organizations, as well as civilian protections, continues to be of paramount importance. The ELN, FARC, and Segunda Marquetalia remain designated foreign terrorist organizations under U.S. law, and these designations demonstrate the United States' solidarity with Colombia's efforts to support victims as they seek truth. Past peace processes, said Ambassador Wood, have made clear that a security strategy is essential to pressure illegal armed groups to negotiate in good faith and to avoid impunity for their abuses.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.